Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the LPN Show. Recorded both in Los Angeles and New York City. We're just, you know, here to hang out. Have a good time. All right. I'll talk to y'all after a while.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to the first ever LPN Show, the show that is just about us hanging out. I am Ben Kissel, and today I'm hanging out with Jackie Zabrowski, the Queen of Scream.
I don't think that that is my name, but I will take it. Thank you.
I like it.
I didn't realize that this is the first episode. Thank you so much for having me on the first episode. I know nothing about this. Kissel just asked me to show up at the studio, and I did.
Yeah, that's basically it. This is just a show. We're just hanging out. You know what we don't have in front of us? Any information about anything. There's no stories.
Nothing.
If you wanted a dumb show, you found the right place to be. This is it. And at some point, I won't just be hosting. Sometimes Eddie will host, or Henry will host, or Jackie will host.
I also just found this out.
We are all finding out things together, and that's what's so great here about the flow of communication at LPN.
It is crystal clear. We always know what's going on with each other. See, the last time this
always
happened was when Henry coerced me into doing Good Pud with him, and he just made me answer questions like a seal to get just drippings of his pudding after he's eaten the pudding. So,
yeah, if you haven't had a chance, check out Good Pud. It's on the LPN Patreon page. It really is. What's the name of the ASMR? It is ASMR
it is.
For people who want to feel or want to hear a big Polish man chewing on pudding?
No, we were supping on it. It was like light suckage off of a spoon.
It's absolutely disgusting, but you know, it's great content. That's what we're doing here. We're creating content on top of content.
Well, I'm also currently right now making an audiobook over on the Page 7 Patreon for a book that no one wanted an audiobook for, just because why not?
What is it?
Modelland by Tyra Banks. And
Tyra
Banks genuinely wrote this, and she believed she was going to be the next J.K. Rowling. And it is about a bunch of ugly girls that get flown to a place called Modelland where their periods stop because they don't eat anymore. And it is it's loosely based on Tyra Banks' life, apparently.
Is it a good thing that their periods stop? Because that could also be kind of unhealthy. I don't know about the female body other than what I've seen on the internet, but I don't think a doctor is filming that footage.
No.
Is it good to have that period stop?
No. It's not.
It's not the end of a sentence, for crying out loud.
No, usually you want it in there. I don't know. Usually you want it, I think. I also don't know anything. See, that's the thing, is you assume that women know this stuff. When I got my IUD put in, I was like, I don't know what's down there. Where does it go? What does
it
do?
Well, I mean, I thought that was a roadside bomb, so I'm happy you're still alive. And it's strange that you
political.
Went to that doctor who is a terrorist. See, that's the kind of humor you can come to expect from the LPN show.
Fire in the pussy hole.
Whoa!
That's what they say.
How is the squirty bird doing? How are you doing down there? You doing okay?
Yeah, it is tight. It's doing a really good job. You know, it's funny because I don't talk about my squirty bird very often anymore because we don't do roundtable.
Right.
And it misses the attention. It's doing great. It really is. You know, I keep thinking it's going to get looser, but I think it just keeps getting tighter.
Really? It's like I guess, sort of like the way a prune becomes a raisin. A prune doesn't become
like
a larger form of fruit. It becomes
right.
a tinier one.
Yeah, it's like a Chinese finger trap.
Yes. Well, that's really good. I'm happy to hear the update. For those people that have not listened to Roundtable of Gentlemen, you can check it out on Spotify. We literally ended that show maybe 2 years ago now.
2 years ago.
And we did that show. That was our first ever podcast. We did that show for 10 years almost. I believe we did it for 8 years. So it's been 10 years since we've done it.
Yeah.
And
wow,
it was a fun show. Kevin Barnett, Holden McNeely, Jackie Zabrowski, Ed Larson, and of course, Marcus Parks.
Yes.
And so go and listen to those episodes and put your earmuffs on. If you listen to anything with children in the car, You might want to boot them out of the front door.
Yes.
Open the front door and throw them out as you're driving down the highway, because this is not safe for kids.
It's an alone time show, I would say. It is, mm-hmm. If you want to listen to a bunch of people almost certainly either blackout drunk or close to blackout drunk in a basement,
yeah.
Man, there it is for you. Especially because I was in my early 20s. You grow a lot.
You do.
Lots happen in 10 years, and you don't realize where you're going to be in 10 years. I don't know where I'm going to be 10 years from now. Where do you think you're going to be 10 years from now?
10 years from now, I have a vision. I have sand underneath my sneakers because I don't take off my shoes. I want to go. I want to live the beach life, but I want to dress like I'm living the Wisconsin
Screech
winter
life.
Oh. No, I want to dress fully clothed. Hang out at the beach. I think people might kick me off of the beach because they'll think I'm some kind of, you know, undercover cop trying to bust people for, like, illegal snorkeling or something.
I don't know what people do.
I
think that you were some sort of masturbatist if you were on the beach like that.
Fully, no, masturbatist, they wear nothing but a robe, and then they have less clothes on. I'm talking about being fully clothed. I'm talking never nude. I'm talking David Cross from Arrested Development.
Oh, good.
Never taken off the clothes. That's what I'm talking about. Unless I do get hot. Or maybe the thing is, what is your money line for 100% confidence? Because what I want to do, I look at Jack Nicholson now. Yes, he's been banned from the Staples Center because he can no longer sit courtside. The chili incident evidently was a joke, but I do think
Why can't he sit courtside anymore? Just because he's sloppy? Doesn't that mean it's extra difficult for the players to make a basket? That means every basket should mean more points. I want a change in the NBA.
Uh-huh. So the more gut that is showing from Jack Nicholson, the higher the scoring goes.
Only if his, like, sub sandwiches, because remember those pictures, I'm thinking of specifically the pictures of him on the boat when he was eating that big sloppy sandwich with, like, the young 20-somethings being paid via yacht to lay on him for him to get his grease all over them.
Well, I think that they're paid by the experience. You find out you're going on a yacht with Jack Nicholson and you say, could I be the new Natalie Wood? And then it turns out he is too fat and exhausted to even push you off the boat. To kill? That is what I want. That is, like, Jack Nicholson now is what I want to be in my 40s. I don't want to be that overweight, although I'm probably just always going to be a little chubby, but I'm going to work on it.
You look great. What are you talking about?
Well, you know.
You're so tall. You're not chubby. You're just tall.
I am tall. But Jack Nicholson on a boat, eating a sandwich. You assume he's wearing the exact same thing, eating a similar sandwich if he's on the beach. That's what I want to do. I feel ashamed even saying this, but the more I go down to that beautiful cock-shaped state that is Florida, the more I like it. I might just become a Florida guy. What's wrong with it? The sun is beautiful. The people are trashy, which is fun. It's trashy classy. Everyone just constantly says horrible, offensive things. They're all versions of Joe Exotic. They're all just different variations of Joe.
He's not in Florida.
I know he's an Okie. But I'm just saying, I like the laissez-faire attitude when it comes to, do you have to wear pants today? The weather's nice.
But that's the problem, though, is that you just said you're never nude. The issue I have with that is that in high school, I knew the older dudes that wore tracksuits all the time.
They're cooler guys.
No, they're not. Hmm. They're banging 16-year-olds, and they're constantly sweaty.
Well, you move that up to 18 years old, okay? And then you wear a heavy antiperspirant. Boom. Now you're living the dream.
No, because then you're going to have a sweat rag like Holden does. And no one wants to hang out with a dude that's got a sweat rag draped across his shoulder.
Holden McNeely dresses as if he is a boxer after the 7th round in his corner getting patted down by a series of trainers, but he doesn't move. Holden has like an African American preacher. He has a sweat rag that he wipes his brow with. It doesn't make
sweaty.
Any sense because he's doing nothing that would make you think he should be sweating.
That's not true. Sometimes, you know, video games really invigorate you and they get you involved. And, you know, sometimes I just sweat just thinking too hard, you know?
Well, you're very smart, of course, Pop History, if you haven't listened to that. That show brings you information. So I'm thinking, I'm going Florida.
You're going to Florida.
I don't want any drink that is not, I want the minimum length of my plastic straw. I am fine with paper bags. I love paper bags. I want everything to be paper except for straws. I don't know why straws is where people said, this is where we're going to be environmentally
friendly.
It's
because of that video with the turtle.
The turtle thing is fake, and you see people it is fake. You see people put a paper straw into a plastic cup that has a plastic lid, and then they're like, hashtag woke, and I'm like, it is all plastic. The straw is the least amount of plastic that would be there. Everything else should be paper.
That's why you just get one of the reusable ones. I've got a reusable one in my fanny pack.
Yeah, but I can't be walking around like a hobo with a bunch of different kind of cans clicking around in my pockets. That's ridiculous.
No, but the best part about it is that then your straw gets covered in lint and different kinds of dirt. I mean, it's very bad for coronavirus times, but it's great for every other time because I like it because it makes me feel gritty. Like, I feel like I'm in Taxi Driver, you know, by using my metal straw.
That's cool, and you could also be like Moses when he had to go down, the River Thames or something.
You are asking the wrong bitch.
I don't know. Either way, he had to use a reed to breathe water. I don't know what the fake story is.
He was scuba diving? They haven't got scuba diving in the Bible?
He basically did have to scuba dive to get away from somebody who was like mad at him, and Moses is like,
"Don't
you're
get him
being
near
mean
my
to
squirty
me.
Bird because he's gonna be fucking you needing that for something else." You know what I mean? Blah 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 blah. I'm gonna part the seas. blah blah blah. That's him eating out my pussy.
Oh my goodness, the seas are your labia.
Yeah, that's kind of fun.
Look
at
that.
Seas.
So I am going Florida. Everything out of a plastic straw, everything has to come, and it has to be a foot to 2 feet long. I want a coconut. No more cups. Everything has to be drunk out of a coconut or drunk out of a green plastic grenade. I will also accept that. That's it.
Remember that time when you kept buying us scorpion bowls? You forget those scorpion bowls at tiki bars, and they put it in the center, and they set it on fire, and all of it is just, it is the taste of a bad decision, and everyone's got the really long straws. Again, not during corona times, but in regular times, everyone was slucking out of that drink, and you just kept buying them, and it was rough.
Well, by the end, it's mostly backwash, because the straw is so long. By the time you get the liquid to your mouth, you've already gone too far, and you have to cut it off halfway through, at the very least halfway through.
Yeah, but then how do you feel about, do you enjoy the booze-soaked fruities that float in the drinks?
I actually do not. I think it's a disgusting texture. I don't like the strawberries that are infused with vodka or tequila. I don't know why. It's just weird to me.
Dude, you ever have one that is inside of a jar of moonshine? I ate a strawberry that was inside moonshine, and I thought I was going to die.
Yeah, I think whoever gave that to you, that's technically your husband now.
No, I don't want to marry him.
You have to. Jackie, so where do you see yourself 10 years from now? Ben Kissel's on the beach. I got a flip phone because I'm done with the smartphones.
Oh, you're going back. Well, flip phones are coming back, by the way.
They are coming back. I'm doing full flip phone. I'm doing Snake. I'm playing Snake on there. That's as much video games as I'm playing.
Even with your fingers, you can play Snake? Your fingers were too big?
I've adapted.
Well, good for you. I'm proud of you.
Humans find a way, don't they?
They do.
They do. So these fingers are good for one thing, and that's playing Snake. So I'm going to do that. Now I get a phone call, and I look at my phone and say, oh, Jackie, I wonder where she's calling from. 10 years in the future, what do I expect to hear?
I'm getting into the casino business. I think it's time to start buying casinos. So in 10 years, I think that I'm going to have the money. I'm going to need, I'm hoping to like Anna Nicole Smith a little bit, like find somebody maybe a lot older and that I will love and cherish and brush their hair until they die. And then I'm going to take their millions and buy casinos.
I love the idea, and I want to go into further detail because I think that you would be a great casino mogul, and no one would be stealing from that casino.
No. I it's tight like my trap. That's exactly what I'm there for.
The security guards with little vulva guns, they call their squirty bird, and they squirt the floor.
Oh, my God, that's great. Everyone's, they got pink Berettas, and also yep. pink berets. So it's gonna be like a theme. I'm definitely gonna turn Vegas into a theme, or I'm gonna make my own Vegas. I don't know where. Maybe somewhere in the middle of the country. Maybe Texas.
Ooh, Las Texas.
Right? Las Texas. That's what it'll be called.
Texas was on my list, but I don't think I can go there because I have too big of a mouth, and at some point
you'll get in trouble.
A big old rowdy, not one cowboy. I feel physically I can take one-on-one 95% of the country. I'm not going to beat the true athletes, but I think physically I could beat 95% of the country.
Yeah, I could see that. But you're very strong.
Once you get over two cowboys, and then they got those things, they don't call them shoes, they call them shit kickers.
Yeah.
Then they got to steal.
I'm into cowboys, and I'm into cowboy culture.
No, it's good for you. It's good for you. I'm saying for me, next thing you know, I'm hammered. I'm like, oh, the Houston Texans, they're a horrible team. God knows what I'll be saying. A whole series of different horrible things.
What sport is that? Is that baseball?
It's football, Jackie.
Do you said Houston? What?
It's the Houston Astros. That's the baseball team that cheats.
Oh.
They are a cheating baseball team. They should not have their...
Oh, do they inflate their balls?
No. That's a whole other thing I'm going to be doing in Florida. I'm going to get the biggest balls in Florida.
You're going to get bigger balls.
Why not? Big Ball Ben.
Big Ball Ben. Oh, my God. And you're like, ain't no clock on this tower. That's going to be your slogan, Big Ball
ain't
Ben.
No, that's right. I'm going to wear my Loretta Lynn It's 5 O'Clock Somewhere shirt.
And oh, do you have one?
I do.
Oh, jealous.
Love Loretta Lynn. Big Ball Ben, It's 5 O'Clock Somewhere. Stay off my lawn.
Oh, that, see, you think you wouldn't fit in Texas if you start yelling, stay off my lawn? See, I like saying stay off my lawn to almost anyone that's trying to get in my fucking business. I think it's a good catchphrase.
I agree with that, but because I'm in Florida, I'll say, get out of my beach.
That's good. Get off my sand. That's kind of fun, too.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yes.
You better use that shower and get the sand off of you before you come on my property. That's another fun one.
That is a fun one, only in Florida. So you're going to be a Texas gal. You're going down there.
Yeah, Las Texas.
You're going to own a Las Texas, own a casino, which I will fly to. I will charter. At this point, I don't know. You know what? I don't need charter jet money. I want to know someone who has a charter jet. I never need to own one. I just need to know one person. And you know what I'm going to do as soon as I meet them? I'm sniffing their hands. I'm checking their pants. I am making sure that they are not a pedophile. I will waterboard them. If I find out they're a billionaire, number one, we can be friends. But you are a suspect until I waterboard you, and I make sure that you have never had sex with an underage person.
So the steps are: you meet a billionaire, immediately waterboard them, no questions asked, just to find out.
No, I have to charm them first because let's be honest: I find out they're a billionaire. I am human. It's not just ladies that do this. I find out he's a billionaire. I am going to turn it on a little.
Of course you will.
Of course.
I think that you would do really well with having a sugar daddy.
Well, I don't know. I might be diabetic at the point at this point, but you never know. Again, expect more humor like that here at the LPN show. Wow, we are bringing it today. But I'm thinking, you do, no matter what, everyone wants to be like, oh, I hate billionaires, all this stuff. And I get it, because they have way too much money and they shouldn't. You're in a South Florida dive bar.
Okay.
You're sitting there, you're drinking nothing but slammers.
Ooh, is Jimmy Buffett playing?
He has to be.
Okay, all right, I just want to make sure that I'm creating the environment in my head.
You literally are the cheeseburger in paradise.
We are
the burger.
Heinz 57 and French fried potatoes. Big kosher pickle and a cold draft beer. Well, good God almighty, which way do I steer to my?
Margaritaville.
Cheeseburger in paradise. Kissel, if you want to move to fucking Florida, you better up your Buffett game.
Well, let's just say I will get better with it. So I'm sitting there, I'm drinking my pina colada, whatever I'm drinking. You can imagine the liquid shits that will be happening once I move to Florida.
Nothing but
burgers and pina coladas. A billionaire sits down. Maybe he's just dressed normal, so I don't know because he's a humble billionaire.
Oh, I love it. Does he have a cowboy hat on?
We can make that. We can make him a cowboy. Sure.
Okay.
And so now I'm extra like, woo, flirty. You know, I'm extra male flirty. People think that straight men don't flirt with other straight men, but we do.
Of course you do. Now, how do you, like, what's your first move as a flirtation towards this billionaire?
Okay, so number one, you got to open up with a bit of a self-defacing, humorous joke.
Okay.
So something like, oh my God, I can't believe I've had so much pina colada. I could almost suck off a billionaire right now. You know,
that
say
is
something like that.
Suave. That right. is, what a way to just, man, you sidle right in there. Okay, all right.
Sidle right in.
It.
And then, oh, perk up like he's Snake from the wonderful video games there. Question mark. And then he looks over at me and he says, wait, did you just say that you would suck off a billionaire if you had too much pina colada?
Yeah.
And then I said, yeah. And as a matter of fact, let's get another round.
Yeah, you can do three more, please.
Three more, please. And then he says, I just so happen to be a billionaire. And then he takes off his cowboy hat. In the cowboy hat is a letter from the U.S. government saying this man is indeed a billionaire.
Oh, my God. With all of the bank account information.
With his bank
it's
account information.
All in the hat.
It's all
always
in the hat.
Always look to the hat.
Always look in the hat. Absolutely. That's what we learned from the yellow man from George. The guy who wears yellow.
Oh, the Curious George.
Curious George, yes. The man who wears yellow.
I was thinking of the yellow man in Kill Bill.
Oh.
Is that Kill Bill? No. Who is it? The dead. The, oh, what is it called?
The Kissel. Yellow. He wears the, yellow.
Sin City.
Oh, yeah. Yellow Bastard.
Yellow Bastard. I'm sorry. I apologize. That was a bad. That was a bad.
No, I love Yellow Bastard. I mean,
he's
I hate
gross.
Him. He was. Sin City is a great movie, by the way.
I know, dude.
I love that movie, and I love Elijah Wood, and you can listen to the interview we did with Elijah Wood on Side Stories. Very,
look
very
at
nice.
That.
So he's got the cowboy hat. He's got the I'm a billionaire. I'm official. I would joke around, flirt around, find out what his favorite sports teams are.
Okay.
Let's just say, oh, he loves the Sabres. He's a hockey fan. I said, oh, my God, if I got on the ice like that, I would just fall to my knees immediately and suck off a billionaire. You know, I would continue to go back to the punchline, which is me
sucking off the billionaire.
The billionaire.
And I think you only have to say it five times before technically that is consent. I think if you say it and he doesn't leave, then it's
okay, sure. And the thing is, it's not about me. He doesn't want me to actually suck him off. He thinks it's funny because it's like that ain't never going to happen. So
oh, this
he,
is bro. This is bro.
This
bro
is
time.
Bro talk. It's bro talk. You know how guys will like slap each other and then jerk each other off and just be like, ah,
I watch
good
a
game.
Lot of the videos. I get
yeah,
it.
You've
yep.
seen the videos.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
So at oh, this yeah. point, I'm in his good graces. He knows that I'm there for real. He knows that I'm there to be a friend to him. And then it has to flip. The script has to flip. And I say, sure, come on over to my house. I'm having a barbecue. Bunch of people are going to be there. He shows up. No one's there and there's no barbecue.
But are you going to make hot dogs?
No, I'm going to waterboard him. And at this point, I'm in such good graces that he will say, okay, I accept a waterboarding because I understand I'm a suspect because I'm a billionaire.
Yeah.
And then he'll pass the waterboard, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that point, I got a millionaire, gluten-free daddy. And
but
I,
that means, what about the hot dogs? You're not going to make any hot dogs for him because really that
if
is...
If he passes, I will.
Okay.
And I'm not going to give him the little Smokies either. Or I'll set out little Smokies and regular-sized hot dogs. The test will continue all day.
I think it's a relay. I think this
yes.
is the kind of thing where it's not just the waterboarding. You
no.
need to see, like, if he says no to the hot dogs or says, ew, I don't like hot dogs, you don't trust him.
No.
Immediately, then it's over.
Or if he goes for the little Smokies and starts kind of, like, sucking the ketchup off of them way too strangely, I say, okay, buddy.
No one likes ketchup that much.
No
if
one likes ketchup that
much. Also, you don't trust him.
You don't trust him. He's fantasizing, and I'm sorry. I cannot have a billionaire situation tarnish my good Ben Kissel name.
I'm proud of you.
And then if he passes all the tests, he goes with the regular size of mature hot dogs. Then I will charter his plane, and then I will go visit you in Texas, and then I will hang out with my magnet billionaire friend. He will have more friends, Jackie.
Ooh.
We will
so
bring to
help
your casino.
Me with the casinos?
Perhaps help you with a casino. At the very least, spend a lot of money at your casino. You're going to be making bank.
I want to always dress like Cleopatra.
Well, we could. You could. It's your casino. You're the queen. You want to dress like Cleopatra. Go
mm-hmm.
for it.
Mm-hmm.
I think people might think you're a special needs cosplayer, but,
yeah, but
that's
isn't
not
that
bad.
Great? I'm
yeah.
Cleopatra with curves. I'm Cleopatra-ass. And it'll be great because I'll find, like, I'll wear really tight clothes and just have, like, my ass out there for everybody to see.
I think that's wonderful. And, of course, you got to give the free drinks away, although you got to make the money back on the food, I think. I don't know. I guess you just make the money with all the gambling.
I'm going to put out buffets. I'm going to have free buffets. How great are my casinos? Texas
nice.
Is going to be unbelievable.
Yes, tell me more of the buffet. The only buffet that I question The only buffet I question when it comes to casino buffets, I saw one in Las Vegas. It was a seafood buffet.
Okay.
They had oysters. They had they had scallops.
Okay.
I found it to be very disgusting.
Wow.
Because it smells much like a squirty bird. And you walk by it and you're like, everyone is heavy breathing on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Vegas. So they're professional gamblers, which means they are. I looked svelte compared to some of these people.
Oh,
speaking
yeah.
of people who just wear sweatpants and grow into them like a tree grows into a fence. They become one with the sweats.
But what's your favorite buffet? Like where do you go that makes you smile at a buffet?
Chinese buffet.
Oh, yes. You get the crab legs.
You know what the Chinese buffet does also?
Hmm.
They do Americana. They have that Americana section with
the chicken
bad
nuggets.
Pizza, the chicken nuggets, the French fries.
Oh, yeah.
I crave bad Chinese buffet pizza.
Dude, I hear
you. It is so good.
Also, I can only speak for New York's Chinese places, but if you are not getting fried chicken at your Chinese food restaurant, you are mistaking yourself.
No.
I crave the fried chicken at Chinese food places in New York because it is so much a fried chicken and it's really fucking good.
It's the best. Because here in New York, they said, get rid of the MSG. No, not Madison Square Garden, which James Dolan should sell because he's the worst owner in sports.
Whoa, sports.
Shade. MSG is the single ingredient in the history of food. It will kill you.
It will definitely kill you. You will eat until you die.
Yes, because there's something in it that also makes your body feel like it hasn't eaten anything, even though you have gone through four plates at
it's
a buffet.
Magic.
It's magic. It is.
You can
I fantasize
buy MSG
about it.
Too. I forget what it's called, but you can go to the store and it's called like renew the food, like a renews it or something. But that is something to do with a scent. But there's something like that where you just spring. You can put MSG on anything.
You really can. You could put it on an apple and make that apple so unhealthy. It's good.
I guess. Can you do that for? I guess you can do that with healthy food.
I think you can make anything unhealthy if you really try.
I imagine we are making healthy people's stomach turn by talking like this because I think that MSG is bad for you, but I don't know why.
Oh,
and I'm
my
fine with
Bloomberg, speaking of billionaires
Whoa.
Who we have not vetted when it comes to what we were talking about earlier. Thank God he's gone.
I don't know anything about politics.
It doesn't matter. Bloomberg, he said no MSG, and the Chinese restaurant said, oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, we got rid of it, wink, wink, double wink, because they did not get rid of it.
No.
And that is why the General Tso's chicken, there is something about New York. So we got Texas, we got Florida. We're coming together. We're back in New York. There is something about New York Chinese food. It's not Chinese food. You will not find it in China. It is so specific to this place. It's like urban. It's in shitty restaurants. If you go and pick it up, you will also question, or should I be eating out of that kitchen?
And yet all of them have an A health code rating. As someone that was the head of a bakery coffee shop in New York, it is very difficult to get an A. And they all have it. I don't know what they got on the government.
A lot.
But they got something, and I'm into it. I support it. And same with hot dogs, where it's difficult for me to say, because I think I dig the L.A. street dog more than I love a dirty water dog in New York.
Really?
I dig L.A. counter Chinese food in a very different way, but to the amount that I love New York Chinese food.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that.
Next time you come out, I'm going to bring you.
No, but L.A. is too... I'm going to say L.A., they are a very cautious people when it comes to their food.
That's why you got to find, they're in the little, the little plazas, the little hole-in-the-wall plazas that do Chinese counter service is fucking insane, brah.
Really?
Yes, I'm going to bring you next time you come out here.
All right, well, I was actually on Zillow. I was looking at some houses in North Hollywood.
And
I don't know. I'm thinking about Los Angeles, although I love New York too much to leave at this point. But if you're telling me that they have Chinese food options that are on par with the wonderful, horrible Chinese food of New York.
Yes.
I might have to examine it. Next time I'm there, we're going to go and we're going to get General Tso's. I also need to try their sesame chicken. And I need, this is a little bit Ben Kissel here, I like the peanut sauce.
Apparently it's very good. I'm not into a peanut savory dish. I'm throwing that out there. I'm not a pad thai girl. But
really?
The beef with broccoli is fucking delightful. That is straight up definitely dog meat. And it's great. Ooh. It's the dog meat I crave from New York.
Hey, when it comes to Puffin, you know.
I'm sorry,
Puffin. I know he was on the market. But if it happened, if I found out today that all of the Chinese food that I've eaten over the 16 years I've been in New York has come from a dog, I would not eat it again, but I can't say that I would be full of regret.
I also wouldn't eat it again. That is, yes. It is a JK. As someone that stares at the foster dogs on Instagram for hours a day, and I'm too scared to pull the trigger because, Kissel, I'm very proud of you. I'm scared to do it. I don't think I can handle the responsibility of having a dog.
You really can, because dogs get an older dog. Puffin is, he was 6 years old when I got him. And so he didn't go through his terrible twos. I got him from Match Dog Rescue. If you're out there and you want to get a dog, check out Match Dog Rescue. Tell them Kissel sent you. They'll charge you double. More jokes like that coming here on the LPN show. it is unbelievable, these little dogs. And you would do a great job. I could see you being a dog mom. You would be wonderful at it. All you have to do is feed them, give them water, and walk them. And if they happen to take a dump in the house, you just got to pick it up. That's like
that
the worst
true.
Thing that happens is that you just occasionally have to pick up a dump in the house. And of course, you have to pick it up when you go outside. That's
yes.
the worst part. And really, it only takes a matter of seconds. And what I do is I black out, I pick up, throw away, and then I come back.
Honestly, at least Puffin's duties are small because Ed Larson from over on the brighter side.
Well, Eddie has a huge dog, but Puffin, I swear to God, Puffin has crapped half his body weight in one dump.
Really?
Oh my God, it's crazy.
No, Rambo, who is Eddie's dog, I'm telling you, like, I'd have to go and use my whole hand to scoop it. Like, it looked like dinosaur poop.
Ugh.
Like, there's so much of it, and it's so hot. I'm so used to picking up Wendy's poop, but she's got little tiny poops. And you don't even feel how hot it is through the bag. But when you can feel just how hot that steam pile is, it's
yeah.
just so much of it. It's just, oh, my God. I mean, I'm happy that his diet is good and that he is shitting properly, but it's a lot.
Rambo is about 75 pounds.
Yeah, he's a big old. I believe that he's like a Roddy black lab mix. So he's a big old boy.
He is the size of a very small person.
Yeah.
But very small people can take massive dumps.
Yeah, they got big dumps
actually,
too.
I think that if I'm going to get a big dog, and I love big dogs, I love all dogs, I am going to have to wait until I have land. And I want to give them an entire quarantined, sanctioned off, there'll be like a little rope, like at Studio 50 poo, and they will go and they will go there, they will poo, and they will come out, and I won't look at it. I'm not going to touch it. I cannot be picking up horse manure amounts of dookie. I just don't want to do it.
I mean, you can't just let it out there. Then they're going to be covered in dookie, and then they're going to bring the dookie into the house.
No, it's not in their play area. Their play area is a whole other area.
Oh, okay. So that is
I'm saying they just
specific.
Go there to poop, train them. You poop here, and then it becomes fertilizer, maybe magic mushrooms grow or something.
Ooh, that's
in which
fun.
Case, I will sell them because I feel like if I know the poop that it comes from, it makes it too weird.
I understand.
So maybe I can get into the magic mushroom business at that point.
But that does sound like you should move to L.A. if you need that kind of space for a bigger dog, though, right?
Well, Eddie's out in L.A., and you were just talking about having to pick up the dog's dump on the sidewalk.
I know, but he hasn't thought about the brilliance at his Studio 50 poo.
Yeah.
I'll let him know.
I was looking at some houses out there, and I must say, it is more affordable than New York. Not to say it's cheap. Because apparently in this America, they don't even want you to have a house because it is crazy expensive. But I would like a pool.
Well, that's why I'm not going to own a house even when I own all my casinos in Las Texas. I'm going to rent.
You know what's so funny, Jackie? I want to be a pool rat.
Okay.
That's what I don't even take my clothes off. You know, when I went to Cena's wedding in Italy, we were in the most beautiful part of the ocean. And Brooke had to cut my pants off to make them shorts. I didn't even bring shorts.
That was upsetting to hear. I remember Henry sent me a picture of you in your cut-off jorts on an Italian beach, because while Henry and Natalie were in Italy, while I watched all of the dogs at home, he kept sending me pictures saying, like, don't you wish you were here? And he did that for 2 weeks while I watched the dogs.
Well, Henry's a mean-spirited man, but what I'm saying is this. For the next half of my life, I'm never going to be dry. I want to be wet the whole time. I want to be pruny. I'm done with it. And in Texas, my only concern for you, Jackie, is where's your water supply coming?
I'm not a big waterhead. I'm very scared. I'm desperately scared of the water. I'll go in the pool with a pool noodle. But other than that, I'm a mountain gal. I really realized that for myself. I'm a mountain gal.
But I've never seen you hike in my life.
Well, not hiking. I mean, just living in it.
But how do you get to the mountain?
It's a hike enough to, you drive up it, and then the hike itself is just walking from my door to go get the mail at the mailbox.
Yeah, but Jackie, I think if you're in the mountains, theoretically, you're supposed to go and do the nature trails, look at squirrels, name them, really become a psychotic.
No, see, that's where I'm going to become a tub rat, and I'm going to have my hot tub, and I'll name all the squirrels while sitting, smoking a fucking doobie, drinking champagne in the middle of the day, looking at my squirrels from the hot tub on the crevasse of a mountain.
You just described Kathy Bates from the movie about Schmidt.
I'll take it. Does that mean, wait, who does she fuck in that movie?
I don't know. All I know is she shows her unbelievably large breasts, and I'm not going to say I'm not here for it.
Of course we're here for it. I'd have sex with Kathy Bates still.
Sure. She is a special, special gal.
Dude, I just rewatched Misery, and that movie holds up.
Misery is so good.
Because we've been trying to watch one movie a day where we watch a movie and we say, well, that's worse than the pandemic. So we watched Misery because that was worse we watched the new Invisible Man because you can rent it now.
So good.
So good.
I really liked it.
I was very surprised at how good it was.
Yes. And I love that actress. Speaking of more human-looking actresses.
Elizabeth Moss?
Yes, because, I mean, I know she's a diehard Scientologist.
I know, but she was born into it. And I feel like there is a difference. She was born into it, and she also is very pro-LGBTQ rights. Like, she does speak out for things that I usually judge against Scientology for. I'm not down with Scientology. I wish she wasn't, but if you're born into it, your whole family's into it, and you can never talk to any of them ever again, and you're at least using your platform to do some positive change, you got to be here for it.
You know, I do agree with you. If you're born into it, I'll give you a pass. If you go into it like Tom Cruise did for political and economic reasons, I don't like it.
No, I don't like it.
Okay, I agree.
At least we agree on that. But you know what? That was really great. And I talked about it on page 7. And have you ever seen the movie Come and See?
I don't think I've seen the movie. I've played the game with my friends in high school, but that's a whole other thing.
Wait, what's that game?
That involves Dookie.
Oh, no. This is very different.
Everyone had that friend. It was like, come see it. I didn't ever showed it. But everyone had that friend. And at some point, you just stopped going to see it because you know what it is.
It's like, I'm not into Dookie humor.
I'm not either. I don't like it. I don't like it.
I don't know why. And I'm a very crass human being and I can't handle it. But Come and See is actually about a 12-year-old child soldier that was very excited to enlist in the Belarusian army to go fight the Nazis in World War II. And what ends up happening is that it is 2.5 hours of watching this child's soul die.
Oh.
And that's worse than the pandemic. You know,
is it a comedy or is it?
Yeah,
is
we
it like-
laughed and we laughed and we laughed and we laughed. And there was one point that I had to put my ice cream down because it was making me sick from the laughter.
You know, this is why I actually put this on Twitter and people got very mad at me for some reason because I don't know what happens on Twitter. But us in this pandemic, yes, it's not great. We got the and we feel bad. We'll talk about this on Able Against Top Hat. Again, we don't do serious conversation on this show. This is just for funsies. And people out of work, that's very sad, all of that stuff. But when it comes to the day-to-day, all we are doing is just sitting at home, watching all these movies, I was thinking about this yesterday. I said, it would be nice to go out. But we are still so lucky that we can suffer by having to watch Hollywood movies that jumped out of the theater and right onto our TV.
Not all people have that, and that is...
Not all people,
and a lot of
true.
People are having a very difficult time right now.
Yes,
and I will
they
say
are.
Mentally, it has been very rough, and we were just talking about this before the episode, that the mental illness side of this is a whole other aspect that I've been having a lot of problems with.
Well, you know what it reminds me of? Jail. Now, I'm sure that people that are listening here have been to jail. I've only spent, I think, maybe a total of 2 or 3 days in jail. One was at the Tombs here in New York, and then the other one was when I got my DUI when I was 19.
Wait, why were you put into the Tombs in New York?
Because I helped that little guy through a turnstile. I had an open warrant for my arrest because I was drinking on the stoop 7 years earlier.
See, I remember
that. And didn't pay a $25
that,
fine.
But I didn't realize you got thrown into the clink because
25
of it.
Hours.
I remember when you got caught and I think we were running to do something and you're like, just go, because you thought you were just going to be on the next train. I remember that. And then you never showed up.
No, I never showed up. I gave Eddie my cell phone. I just
forgot
finished
about that.
Playing the Toxic Avenger for Troma. And God knows, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. That little guy that I helped through the turnstile had a total mental breakdown. And I believe he is off somewhere in the Netherlands at this point. But this is what it feels like, because everything is just halted. Every day is similar. And the entire year is just moved back 6 months. It's very bizarre.
Which is terrifying.
It is. It's very interesting. It's hard for the mind. But I just kind of put myself at ease. I put my prison brain on and just say, this is what it is. You don't have any control. Once you cede control mentally, it does help. Although at some point, there is going to be a mutiny. And you think the coronavirus is bad. There's going to be a lot of extroverts freaking out in the streets. And I'm going to say, there's just going to be a spontaneous parade in late April if people are not allowed out of their houses.
We can't have a parade. That's how everyone gets sick. See, I'm just deep-seated in mistrust now. It was difficult for me to get out of the house to go check the mail because I don't trust anything anymore.
Now, what don't you trust? Do you think that your neighbors are out to get you?
I already have anxiety disorder, and then on top of it, I feel like now everyone is trying to kill me.
Well, I don't think that people are trying to kill you. Did you see this? I sent you this article yesterday, and we're not reading the article, but we can talk about it. Did you see what the influencers were doing? They were all licking toilets and licking deodorant things.
I am furious at this shit. It's because it's some sort of thing that they're doing now where it's like a coronavirus challenge for
right.
you to go out and lick shit, which also, before the coronavirus, go fuck yourself.
Whoa.
I just can't, right? Can you imagine just like, it's the same with the fucking people, but then somebody apparently got arrested for like terrorism because they were coughing on things in a supermarket, which like that, it's not...
I mean, it really is. It's
but
almost
it is,
being a,
I guess.
It's like it, you can be a supervillain now. You say, I'm not a man. I'm a biological weapon. And then you just cough on someone and each little piece of spittle is like a little biological bullet. And
dang.
you can anger people at the supermarket very easily these days.
He was licking a toilet bowl.
That was not good. That was
Why
not
is he
good.
Why are you licking a toilet bowl? Yucky.
Well, the problem is now anyone. So I found out about the influencer. He lives in like somewhere. I want to say it's somewhere in the South. So what's happening here is.
No, that one specifically. He's in L.A.
Is he L.A.?
I'm pretty sure that they said he was in Studio City.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's even 1,000 times worse, because when I think of some of these influencers that go awry, a lot of times maybe it's because they don't understand what they're doing. And they don't understand that this goes out to the world. But if he's out in L.A., he's there to become someone famous. He knows what he's up to.
Yeah.
I don't
and it's
like
all
it.
This. I just, ooh, I hate. It makes me so furious that people that get very, all these the young influencers that are just hurting people. They are just getting other people to not only hurt themselves, but to hurt other people. Like all the Tide Pod shit. I know that it's like, It's a fun me thing. I get it. But it really does infuriate me to think of an 8-year-old me that'd be like, oh, that would be funny. As someone that used to get paid to eat things in middle school because I was the girl that would eat anything, I'm glad that it's like there was no one telling me to eat Tide Pods back then.
To be fair, the texture of a Tide Pod... looks amazing. It feels amazing. It's squishy. If it was full of Go-Gurt, it would be like a really great way to eat it.
Yeah.
So I understand cosmetically they should have made it like puke green or something like that. They made it look so fun to eat.
I know.
Which I think was mildly, you know, kind of the cause of it.
Why do you think I ate so many Gushers back in the day? Ooh. Man, I would just put the whole package of Gushers in my mouth.
You have to. You have to, because then they explode all at once. And absolutely, if you just ate one Gusher at a time, you're a sociopath. Because there's not enough juice in just one.
Today.
Well, no, because there's not enough juice in just one.
No, I need more juice.
You need more juice.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you got to pop a whole bag in.
My favorite is I used to take them and I would take the fruit by the foot. I would unroll the fruit by the foot, take the paper off. And then I would mash all the Gushers together, but not so much that they gush, just enough so that they stuck. And I would wrap the fruit by the foot around it and then eat it like it was, I guess, a Big Dookie.
And like a sugar baseball.
Oh my God, it was great. I love chewy fruity.
Oh my God.
I'm a chewy fruity head.
I'm with you. I'm with you, Jackie. All right. Well, there we go. Jackie, what was the weirdest thing you had to eat for entertainment of others?
I would say I think this is where all of my hot dog awareness harkens from, is that they definitely put a lot of stuff, and I'm pretty sure there was some dirt on the hot dog, but there was like spaghetti on it. It was like it's stuff at school lunch that they would take a bunch of stuff, and usually the things that were the grossest were stuff that were mashed into a paste inside of a cup, so I wouldn't know what was inside of it, but all I would know is that there was some chewy things or some crunchy things, but mostly the consistency of mayo.
That is wonderful. Orange is the new black. Orange is the new Jackie. And just really wonderful.
Why?
The thing that I used to do, because it's prison food. Because
oh.
What you just ate was what a prisoner eats on their birthday.
Oh, gotcha.
What I used to do, the weirdest thing I used to do when I was like 14, because I loved hardcore wrestling, I would like put thumbtacks in my arm and stuff and be like, cool guy. So I also did my own version of being like an outsider and being weird. And
did you have people
tough.
Touching it? Like, did you have people touch
it? Well, we used to do backyard wrestling, and the matches got pretty intense. I don't have any of the tapes anymore, which is very sad for me, but because I would love to share them with everyone. But yeah, that's what I used to do. I didn't really do the eating stuff. I did more of the physical pain stuff, and I was like, I'm a cool guy. Why don't you like me?
Yeah, and then we had no friends. Isn't it fun how that works?
But look at us now, Jackie. Look at us now. all right, everyone. This has been the first edition of the LPN show. We are so excited to be spending even more time with you. We hope you enjoy it. This is just the first of many. And again, there'll be a series of rotating hosts. I'll probably do it for a little while, just as we kind of go through this bizarre quarantine phase.
I'm in.
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
throwing down tracks. We're experimenting. And thank you guys so much for joining us for this experimentation. And I had fun. Thank you so much for having me, Kissel. And I'm excited to do my own someday.
Yes. Yes, you will.
Please check out Page 7 and Pop History on the Last Podcast Network.
Page 7 and Pop History, Top Hat, Last Podcast, Side Stories, Wizard of the Bruiser, Movie Signs with the Matt, all the great
Brighter
shows.
Side.
Brighter Side. All the shows on LPN. You know them. You love them.
We love you.
Thank you all so much for listening. Hail yourselves. And Jackie, do you do catchphrases?
Nope.
No. Okay, great. Great. Got it.
Love you.
All right.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors. You can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.